He was riding on his skateboard and you were on your bicycle. 33-year-old man and an 11-year-old child.
It was a clash of the ages.
How fast were you going?
About 30 miles an hour.
The skateboard caused your bike to flip over.
But who acted like the real grown-up?
I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, are you okay?
And he said?
He started cussing and saying the F word to me multiple times.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cyclist Justin Bruner is suing Jason Allen and his son, 11-year-old Kenneth Grant Allen, for damage to his bicycle. Justin claims Kenneth damaged his bike while skateboarding on the wrong side of the road.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 357 on the calendar, in the matter of Bruner versus Allen. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat. You're welcome.
All right, Mr. Bruner, it is your claim that this young man right here, whose first name is?
Kenneth.
Caused an accident. He caused an accident while he was riding on his skateboard and you were on your bicycle. And if you go over to that chart, I would like you to show me, point with your finger, in which direction you were traveling.
I was traveling in this direction.
And in which direction was Kenneth traveling?
He was traveling in this direction.
And I gather from your papers and from this chart that you were both traveling in the same lane.
Correct.
You can step back now. According to you, a very expensive bike.
Yes.
And at some point, this young man, driving in opposite directions from you, as he passed you, he jumped off his skateboard, causing the skateboard to sort of flip, and you flipped over the skateboard. You were injured, according to you, and your bicycle severely damaged. Is that what happened?
Pretty much.
Is that what happened? I want you to tell me.
Well, he had actually come to a stop. We were not still traveling at that point.
Who was not traveling?
Kenneth was not traveling.
But his skateboard was traveling.
After he had kicked it in front of me.
Well, he had been on the skateboard.
He had been on the skateboard.
I want you to, because, you know, I have a vision. So what I want you to do is to tell me your interpretation of what happened, sir. Because how old are you?
33.
33. And you're 11.
Yes, ma'am.
33, 11. Judgment, allegedly. Lack of judgment. Something actually one can visualize. 33-year-old man and an 11-year-old child. Now, tell me what you were doing on your bike before we get to my vision and yours. You ride in competition?
I do.
So you are not out for a casual stroll with Toto in the back of the bike on your way to see Oz. You were working that bike.
Correct.
About how fast were you going?
I was on Garden Drive at about 30 miles an hour.
And how many miles do you think Kenneth can go on a skateboard? For those of you who were trying to see what I was doing, I was sort of playing like I was on a skateboard.
Perhaps 12 miles an hour.
So about a third of the speed that you were going.
Correct.
And you're traveling very fast, and he's traveling not so fast in the same lane coming towards each other, right? Now I understand. So you're competing 30 miles an hour. He's traveling. Where were you going?
To my house.
From where?
The Windsor Library.
Were you carrying anything?
I believe I had my backpack.
Okay. Now, Mr. Bruner, you can tell me what happened.
Okay. May I approach the board?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, as I'm coming this direction on Garden Drive, and I saw Kenneth coming at me, I slowed down.
You were coming at him.
Okay.
You were coming
actually
at him.
In the wrong
lane. Let's say you were coming at him.
Okay. Okay, I was coming
at... 11 and you're 33.
Okay. I was coming at Kenneth, who was traveling the wrong way on the wrong side of the road.
Right. Lack of judgment.
Correct. So I slowed down. I started slowing down at that point until I could judge where he was going. Kenneth stopped here on the corner.
He stopped where? Point exactly where he stopped.
Right here.
Stopped on the corner.
Yep, on the corner. I proceeded to turn right around him, and he used his foot to kick a skateboard back into the lane of traffic, which I struck.
Just a second.
Yes.
So, he was traveling, and he made the turn first. correct? Is that what you're telling me?
No, he stopped on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. So now he's up on the sidewalk.
Well, right on the corner. Right.
No,
so right
show
here.
Me where, show me exactly where.
Exactly here. There's a curb cutout.
So he's not on the sidewalk.
He's on the gutter, which is the sidewalk and the street intersection. That's where he's stopped. So I would say it's the gutter, technically.
And?
And as I make my turn in the street, right through here, he kicked the skateboard back out in front of me. I had no way to evade the skateboard.
Is that what happened, Kenneth?
Not at all.
Want to go over there? Go ahead, show me.
Okay. So I was coming down here, and right when I started to get to the crosswalk, I saw Justin right about here. And I figured he would slow down, so I kept going. And right about here, he started to turn. So since he was coming extremely fast, I jumped off my skateboard because I was really scared and I didn't want to be in a collision with him. So I tried
to... You jumped off your skateboard?
Yes, ma'am. And I tried to get my skateboard to stop, but I couldn't get it, so it hit his bike and he crashed.
Okay. Now you can go back. Actually, Mr. Bruner, I believe him 100%. And I read these papers in my mind's eye. I said, it doesn't strike me that an 11-year-old kid would be malicious, which is what you're suggesting in that scenario that you just posed, by actually shoving his skateboard in front of you for some bizarre reason. Now, I can actually picture an 11-year-old panicked because a grown man is making a turn at 30 miles an hour in the same place as he is, and he got frightened, and he jumped off the skateboard, and the skateboard caused your bike to flip over and for you to get hurt. I actually can visualize that. But if you think that I believe that this young man took his skateboard and to be malicious, threw it under your bike, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken, sir. You could stand there from today till tomorrow, and I'm telling you, you're 33 years old, and if you see a kid on a skateboard, stop your bike.
I'm not saying it was malicious.
Stop. Well, if it's not malicious, then you don't belong in court.
I'm just trying to recover what I lost.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Recover what you lost from yourself. Your responsibility, you're 33 years old, you see a child on a skateboard, your responsibility is to be careful. It's your responsibility. When he's older, when he's 33, I will put him to the same test. But just because your bike was damaged and just because you got yourself hurt because you were traveling too fast and you were playing chicken with an 11-year-old and he got scared. You're not going to get paid for that, Mr. Bruner. Not in my America. Now, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is actually sort of interesting, but I'm going to address it relatively briefly. Kenneth, what did Mr. Bruner say to you after this happened?
When he fell, I rushed.
Can you come up here so I can hear you? I'm having some difficulty.
When my skateboard had hit him, I rushed over to make sure he was okay. And
what did you say to him? Did you say anything to him?
I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And then
he said?
He started cussing and saying the F word to me. Multiple times and yelling like, why did you do that? You damaged my stuff. What's your dad's number? I'm calling him. We're calling the police.
Okay. Did you attempt, Mr. Bruner, to press criminal charges against this young man? Is not an answer, sir. That's either a yes or a no.
Yes, I called the police.
That's not my question. My question is, did you attempt to press charges against him?
Yes.
For what?
Well, he caused an accident.
Well, that's in your mind he caused an accident, not in my mind.
The police actually agreed with me.
I don't care what the police agreed with, sir.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You're too young to live alone.
I am, but I do not have parents who support me at all. I work two jobs and I go to school and I have nobody to support me because I do not trust anybody else. And I learned from this. This is a mistake.
Great.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cyclist Justin Bruner says 11-year-old Kenneth Allen damaged his bike while skateboarding on the wrong side of the road.
Kenneth and his father are countersuing for false criminal charges.
Now, the police want to go to law school. Then the police can make a judgment as to whether or not they believe a 33-year-old man has a responsibility to deflect a situation which may cause an accident by stopping his bike when he's around an 11-year-old child. And I don't care if you got your heart rate up to where you wanted it and that's what you wanted to do. Now, the police don't take that into consideration, sir. Police say he flipped off his skateboard because he got nervous. And after all, his skateboard did, in fact, cause damage to you and your property. That's true. I agree with that, that his skateboard caused damage to your bike and you. That doesn't mean it's his fault.
Okay.
You caused the accident. You caused him to panic because of your irresponsible behavior on the road as an adult. And he panicked and he jumped off his skateboard because he thought he was going to get hurt by your bike. And you're bigger. And the truth of the matter is, if you had hit him on your bike going 30 miles an hour, you would have hurt him. So you're very lucky that the only thing that got really damaged was your bike. Because I guarantee you, if you had hit him, the police would not have found him at fault. They found you at fault. So, your lawsuit's dismissed. Now, what you're complaining about is Mr. Bruner behaving badly.
Part of it.
What's the other part?
Just the amount that he did was excessive. It was like 15, 20 minutes of screaming at Grant. And because of that...
He's behaving badly.
Yes, ma'am.
He behaved
because
badly.
Of that, it's continued
I
on.
Just gave him a behave badly to the tune of $5,000, because that's what he said. His bike was damaged to the extent of $5,000. I just gave him a bad attitude of $5,000, because now he can go and fix his own bike. Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Oh, he's excused. You may step out.
Accident, intentional. You know, to me, it's irrelevant.
We got a phone call from Mr. Bruner, angry and demanding $3,000.
There were damages caused, and he was at fault.
She hadn't even checked to find out my son's name.
As a father myself, you know, nobody wants that. I hope that he can accept my sincere apologies.
My main reaction was about, is he safe and is he okay?
And understand that circumstances.
And I had to rush over there to find out because Mr. Bruner wasn't going to say.
Hitting the pavement at that speed, you're not in the clearest frame of mind, obviously.
I think that his head was in the wrong space, and, you know, he got basically what he deserved by the decision today.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stokes versus Wilson. Step forward.
20-year-old Alexis Stokes is suing her former roommate, 20-year-old Caitlin Wilson, for breaking their lease. Caitlin says Alexis moved a male roommate into the apartment without her permission.
When did you two ladies sign a lease?
We signed it in August. Beginning of August.
Give me the date.
I couldn't give the exact date. I believe it was August.
Do you have the lease with you?
I do have the lease, actually.
Well, then just take a look at it and try to tell me the date on which you signed the lease. There should be a date on the lease.
This lease, because we signed it electronically, it doesn't have an exact date. Because beginningly, I started it in March with my brother. August, we signed my brother off and we signed her on. I have the exact date that we signed off the lease, but we don't have the date that she signed on.
Your Honor, we signed the lease on August 2nd.
Okay. And you had lived in this apartment before with your brother? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
You left that out of your complaint. How long had you lived in the apartment with your brother?
With my brother from March till August. No, sorry, March till June. And then my brother decided to just take off and leave with me. And then after that,
Your brother decided to take off and leave?
Yeah, he just went.
Not with you?
No, not with me. He left on me. He went to a new place somewhere else. So I decided to get new people. Like, I had my cousin live with me for a month because she was going to start college. And then she decided that she got in trouble. She got in a car accident, yada, yada. But then I signed the lease to end it in August. We were going to end it in August. And we signed Caitlin on instead.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have a text where she wanted him to move in as a squatter, not on the lease.
Him, I assume, is the one who was sleeping on the floor?
Yes, with 16-year-old minors sleeping with him on
just
the floor.
Just a second.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alexis Stokes says former roommate Caitlin Wilson broke their lease. Caitlin claims she had no other choice.
Now, when did you move in?
I moved in on August 3rd, Your Honor.
When did you move out?
I moved out on October 11th, I believe.
Without notice.
Did you just say something to me? Don't do it again.
Sorry.
Now, you moved out on August 11th.
Yes, we signed the lease break on October 2nd.
Just a second.
Okay.
You moved in on August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Were you obligated to pay rent under the lease?
Not for August, but for September, yes.
In September, she...
I didn't ask you anything.
Sorry, Your Honor.
For September, you were obligated to pay rent. And what was your rent for September?
It was $500, and I have the bank receipt with me.
May I see it, please? And Bird, while you're there, may I see the lease that the plaintiff has?
It's right there with a little mark on it.
The bank statement. Little mark there.
This is a contract that starts in December of 2012 and ends March 2014.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I signed it in with my brother in December. I thought it was March. It ended in March, though. So we signed with my brother. We began it in December, and it lasts until
next
March.
You know something? You are like Ms. Stoltz. You have people move in. You have people move out. Your brother left you. You had somebody else move in. I want you to tell me what you think she owes you for what month's rent.
I think she owes me...
No, just tell me. What month's rent? Give me the month.
She owes me for... October, November, and December.
Was she there in November?
Yeah, she was there in probably till the mid-November.
When did you move out?
I moved out October 3rd, Your Honor. I have a lease for a new apartment that I'm on that we did sign.
But
so I was not there in the middle of October.
We were on that lease, so by the...
I don't care. I asked you, just... She did not live there in November, is my question.
She lived there halfway through November.
Can I say something?
Okay, when did you move out?
I moved out December 2nd. That's when the lease was terminated. We terminated the lease October 2nd, so it was 60 days that you had to live there and pay the rent and pay $500
to should have gone to your brother. Listen, she lived there until October, not November. She paid you October's rent, $500.
She did not pay me October's rent. She paid me September's rent, which was $500. October, she did not pay me. She paid me $220, but we agreed that she paid me $350 plus half of electric.
You're too young to live alone.
I am, but I do not have parents who support me at all.
You're too young to live alone.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You're too young to live alone. You're too young to sign a contract.
I don't have anybody to support me, Your Honor.
Well, where are you living now?
I am living on my own in a one-bedroom right now.
And you work?
And I work two jobs.
Perfect.
I work two jobs and I go to school and I have nobody to support me.
Perfect.
Because I do not trust anybody else and I learned from this. This is a mistake.
Great. Your brother left you.
Yes.
You had a cousin who was coming in to go to school. That person left.
Yes, but she was still in high school, so my uncle, she got in a car accident, so my uncle made her move back home. She was not on the lease at all.
I don't care.
I believe who is legally on the lease should legally have to pay.
Your Honor, I don't owe her for electric because I have a text where she wanted him to move in as a squatter, not on the lease.
Just a second. Him, I assume, is the one who was sleeping on the floor?
Yes. With 16-year-old minors sleeping with him on
just
the floor.
Just a second. The one who was sleeping on the floor.
Yes.
Okay, the one that you acknowledge was sleeping on the floor.
Yes, that was our agreement that he moved in, paid $250, because our rent total was $950. I paid $350, she paid $350. He paid $250 because he didn't have a bedroom. He was just helping us out. It was her idea, and she introduced me to him.
We're done here.
Judge Judy, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm happy with it. I mean, she obviously made herself look stupid up there, so.
I do not even know what the decision is, so I'm highly concerned to figure out what it is.
We were best friends. She was one person I thought I could go to for everything for the rest of my life. We were friends since first grade.
Not really an argument. She felt like she was left out in our friendship.
The fact that I thought she was gonna be there for me for the rest of my life.
But she was highly joined in it. She just didn't want to hang out with us.
I mean, to this day still, I would not, you know, we would never be as close, but I'm willing to shake hands and get over it.
With the defendant, I don't even care right now. If she can be that immature about things, then I have other friends I can hang out with.
It's hard. I mean, my current roommates now are my friends, and I love my life. We have great times, we have great laughs, we get along. It's I love it.
I live by myself now. I don't trust anybody.